right, we are live on Facebook. We are preparing, and now we are live. Hello, everyone. Hello, friends. Welcome to today's episode of Margaritas with Margarita Cheng, CFP Pro, where every Friday at happy hour, we start the weekend off right with 15 minutes of financial tips to help women flex their financial muscles. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs, and the Incandescent Roadshow continues in Taos, New Mexico, where I celebrated my birthday yesterday, and I am thrilled to be here. I don't think you quite see the mountains, but I'm trying to get you to have a little bit of New Mexico. When you listen to today's guest, Kimberly Wozni of Packaged with Purpose, an organization that makes it easy for individuals and companies to create societal change through the simple act of gift giving. What an excellent mission. So I am going to throw it over to Rita and Kim. Take it away, ladies.
Thank you, Hope. And I'm really excited to be here because I think it's so important. We want to invest with purpose. We plan with purpose. So why not give with purpose? So without further ado, we have Kim here with Packed with Purpose. Hi, Kim.
Hi, Rita. Thank you so much for having me today.
Of course. So I guess we'll jump right into it. Share with us the mission and vision behind Packed with Purpose.
Yeah, thanks. I think Hope gave us a really lovely intro there. So Packed with Purpose, we're about 5 years old now. So we were founded in 2016 and we're a women-owned business that is really on a mission to create a meaningful social impact while strengthening human connections through gift giving. So our founder is a woman named Liat Rothschild, and she comes from this background of Peace Corps work and then social impact consulting. So it's this beautiful kind of combination of purpose-driven work and mission-driven work through the Peace Corps, and then consulting, giving us this insight into how Fortune 500 businesses and even bigger kind of operate and make their business decisions. So she likes to talk about how it was a cold December day. We're based here in Chicago, so we get a lot of those. And all these gifts were coming into their office at the consulting firm, and they were pretty forgettable, right? They're tins of popcorn, they're cellophane wrapped baskets of things, which are all fine, but none of them really stand out. And if these companies are trying to, as you're saying, invest with purpose, how can they spend these dollars in a way through all of these small everyday things in a way that's doing good and creating that impact? So we now work 5 years later, we work with over 120 different, as we affectionately call them, our purposeful purveyors to source high quality products. We kind of hand select all these products from fantastic organizations doing things like environmental sustainability, or they're doing women's empowerment, or they're doing youth nutrition programs, a wide variety of impact areas. And then we build those into gifts for employees and clients and board members and more, and tell the stories of how all of our partners are creating that impact through gifts.
Thank you for that. It's so lovely. And I know I was so excited to have you on the show. I am excited, was excited, am excited. I actually gave clients gifts, one who purchased a home and one just because, and they are beautiful. So why don't you share your journey that led you to become the director of sales and business development at Packed with Purpose?
Yeah, I have the honor of being the first full-time employee at Packed with Purpose. So the company was founded in 2016 and I came on board in 2017. So it's been a really interesting journey from the ground up here. So I joke a lot that I'm an anthropologist who accidentally ended up in sales, right? As I was just telling Hope, my master's degree was at the New Mexico State University and I studied anthropology, but I was really studying, and you'll relate to this, how people choose to spend their money, right? I was looking at the 2008 recession, and during that time, did people choose to buy with organizations that were fair trade, that were ethical consumerism, that were conscious capitalism, all of these ways that like are a little more ethical in the supply chain? And what I found kind of surprised me, right? That like all of these companies in the fair trade and conscious capitalism space were some of the only companies that grew during that 2008 recession period. So clearly, when money is tight, people are looking to find how can I make an impact through the dollars that I'm spending. And we're seeing that a lot again now, like during COVID and after, right? We're seeing that when things are tight and when people are paying more attention to the money that they're spending, they're choosing to spend it in a way that's giving back to their communities. And so this is where my research was, right? Like my very practical academic background. And then after grad school, I ended up in industrial supply sales because it was West Texas and those, you take what's around you, right? So I worked in industrial supply sales for about 4 or 5 years and built up all of these like practical, pragmatic kind of sales skills. And then when I came back to Chicago in 2017, was trying to figure out how to marry these two things. Like Liat has this background of Peace Corps and social impact consulting. I have this background of like ethical consumerism and sales. So how could I put those together? And I met with a woman who was the executive director of the Chicago Fair Trade Organization that I was doing some networking with and some volunteering with. And she mentioned that she had just met this powerhouse of a woman named Liat Rothschild. And there was this company called Pact with Purpose that she was just getting off the ground and wanted to see, you know, she thought it was really going places. So I got home and I looked them up. And the first thing that I saw was an idealist job posting. So of course I had to apply and it worked out. The timing was perfect. And I guess Liat and I found each other at just the right time.
How serendipitous. And I absolutely love this story because it is true. When times are more difficult, people are going to be more conscious with their dollars, conscious consumerism. So as mentioned, I actually purchased 2 gifts to send to clients and they were beautiful. Why don't you share with us some of the purposeful purveyors?
Yeah, I was thinking about this. It's like trying to choose a favorite child, right? Like we have so many, it's hard to pick which ones to talk about. But I think clearly we have one that we work with called Sweet Beginnings. That was one of our very, very first ones. And they're an organization here in Chicago. And I've had the opportunity to speak with the founder on several different panels. And they employ formerly incarcerated individuals here in Chicago. And they do beekeeping, which I think is very cool. They do it in the city. They have urban apiaries. And they, through the program, the individuals that are enrolled in the program, they learn workforce development skills. They learn job training. They learn responsibility on daily tasks. And they have the people that go through this program have such a low recidivism rate. So it's a really successful program. They find them well-paying jobs after they get through the program, they're able to reintegrate into society. And through that, we get really fantastic honey through the apiaries and we get lip balms and honey-based skincare products that get to go into our guests. On an environmental note, I mentioned this earlier, climate change is a big topic right now. A lot of our companies are talking about, or a lot of our clients are thinking about, what can they do to impact climate change? And I actually have one of my examples here. So we work with a company called Welly Bottle, and they do tumblers that are made from sustainable materials. So you can see they've got the bamboo on here, which is a highly renewable material, and the steel is sourced sustainably. And what I really like right now is that they're bringing all of their manufacturing back into the U.S. So it's this local impact as well. So their products are going to be made here, sourced here, and then they also donate a portion of their proceeds to a charity organization or an organization called Charity Water, which is doing clean water projects all over the world. So it's kind of this like double whammy of the local impact and the international impact. And they're contributing to clean water projects all over globally. And then one more that I want to mention, Rita, you're in the DC area, right? Baltimore, DC?
Yeah, DC Metro for sure.
Yes. So we work, I wanted to bring this up because it's local to you. So one of our original purveyors as well is called Together We Bake. And they work with women in the DC area who are in need of a second chance. So it's an economic empowerment program. They learn culinary skills. They learn workforce development skills. And as we all know, like, right, women who are interacting with the financial space, economic empowerment is everything, right? A job and an income really open up a lot of doors. So that's the Together We Bake mission, is to provide steady income and employment opportunities for women in the DC area. And on the other hand, they make this cinnamon pecan granola that is addictive. It is to die for. Our CEO's husband, like, it's his favorite thing. The more he can get of it, the better. So a couple examples, like the range of products that we have and the partners that we work with. And as I said, most of them are US-based. And that's been really important to us too, to try to, if I'm working with a client in California and they come to me and say, hey, I want the impact focused on California, I have things that I can offer. If I'm working with a client in DC and they're like, hey, I really want to make sure that I'm helping my local communities, that's important to me. We have partners in DC. So it's been really cool. I think we started with 7 purposeful purveyors and now we have over 100.
That's incredible. So, I mean, how does one become a purposeful purveyor?
Yeah, we always love finding new purposeful purveyors, right? Our it expands our product line. It gives us so much more range and impact. So we have I'd be happy to connect anyone, my colleague Jessica on our operations team and my colleague Debbie on our partnerships team. They're always looking for new and innovative products. So definitely reach out. We have a form on our website called Become a Purposeful Purveyor. And it's very easy to do. And just let us know, like, what's your impact? Are you, are you a woman owned business? Are you a minority owned business? Are you certified? Are you doing good in your community? Are you donating proceeds? Like, let us know how you're doing good and let us see your products. I mean, at the end of the day, like we need to vet the products a little bit too. So yes, definitely reach out about being a purveyor.
Of course. And I know you shared some of your favorite purposeful purveyors, but do you have any expert gift giving suggestions?
Ooh, so a couple. I think that my biggest suggestion that I would give to anybody is to give when it's going to be a surprise, right? And I know that Liat would back me up on this as well, is we have a very heavy American gifting culture of giving in December, right? And that's wonderful, but you're going to get a little bit lost in the shuffle, even with a fantastic gift. And I am a little bit biased, but I think our gifts are fantastic. It's still going to get lost in kind of the pile of everything else that somebody's getting in December. So we had a couple of years ago, somebody do Groundhog's Day gifts, which I thought was really clever and creative. And you're catching people in that like darkest time of the winter, like early February, I feel like nothing exciting is happening. So it's something that's going to brighten up somebody's day in the dead of winter. Or do summertime gifts, like something in June or July, something this time of year when it's not going to be expected. It's going to make someone feel really valued and they're not going to feel like it was an obligation that you had to send them something because it was December. So that would be my biggest suggestion. And then my second suggestion is always, I like to tell my clients to give something to enjoy now and something to keep for later. So no one ever waits to open a gift, right? Like you get a gift and you're going to open it the second it's at your door. So having something that's really delectable and rich in there, like a dark chocolate or a toffee or something that they can enjoy right away. I have one of our impact booklets here. They're like flipping through the booklet, reading the stories, and then something to keep for later so that they're going to remember that you sent them this gift. It's going to be, the tumbler, the journal, the cord taco, as we call them, the little things to wrap up your headphones in. Something that they're going to have for later. And every time they use it, they're going to remember who sent it to them. I have mixed feelings on whether or not that should have your logo on it. We can get into that later if you want to, but definitely something that they can hang on to.
No, wonderful. And I totally understand what you mean about the logo. So if people wanted to learn more, how can they find you? Website, social media?
All of the above. So our website is pactwithpurpose.gifts, and that's GIFTS, so gifts plural. It's a little bit of a unique website there. And then we're also definitely, we're on LinkedIn. Our Instagram is pactwpurpose. And you can find us there. Same for Facebook. Definitely engage with us. I'm all over LinkedIn all the time. So I'm happy to connect with people either through the site or through social media.
Well, thank you so much, Kim. Do you have any parting words that you want to share with our audience?
No, I thank you so much. I mean, this was lovely. And Rita, I met you through sending you a gift. And if there's any better proof of the power of gift giving, I feel like the fact that we're talking here today is that proof.
No, absolutely. So I have received a gift and I love the gift so much that I reached out to you and then I sent two gifts. So yes. Now back to you, Hope.
Well, thank you, ladies. That was beautiful. And Kim, what an amazing organization you've got going. I would love to feature you on Incandescent Women magazine, where we can get more women involved in your project, because what a wonderful way to connect us all by just, giving each other love and supporting each other. So thank you. And to the founder, that is just fantastic. So Rita, always to you, this is just an amazing show. I love your guests. They're just so thrilling to bring to, the airwaves. So tell us about next week's guest, Rachel Sanborn Lawrence.
So we definitely have a theme here, sustainability. Rachel is going to be talking to us about gender lens investing. She's director of financial planning and advice with Elevis. So you don't want to miss this one.
Join us 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Facebook Live. Hope Cats Gibbs is our channel. And then, of course, we will be all over Reva's pages with Kim's interview on MargaritaCheng.com, MargaritaCheng.tv, and her radio channel on Incandescent TV. So thank you all. We hope you enjoyed your 15 minutes of financial tips on Margaritas with Margarita. We'll see you all next week.